Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
A balance sheet can tell you a lot about a business or a farm specifically. It's really a snapshot of the current health or state, the financial health of a business, simply whether there's enough value in the operation to pay for what's owed. Hello, I'm Kelvin Heppner, and welcome to this episode of Mind Your Farm Business. We're going to be talking, if you haven't guessed already, about balance sheets, some of the numbers in a balance sheet, how they should be determined in the first place, and then from there, how that information can be used to make decisions that ensure the business, the farm, remains sustainable and healthy for the long term. Mo Russell of Russell Consulting Group is our guest for this episode, and he's going to take us through some of the main benchmarks in a balance sheet. What should the asset to liability ratio be? How much cash or current assets should be kept on hand? What about return on equity, return on assets? If you're not meeting the benchmark, what can be done to get to that point? Sure, it's easy or easier to pad the balance sheet during profitable years, like experienced in grain farming a few years ago. It's probably the opposite in many ways for the livestock sector, for cattle producers. What about when things get tougher? Mo's company has been working with farmers in the US and Canada for years on what they call bulletproofing your balance sheet, especially in the good times. But there are options for improving your position, for getting those benchmarks where they should be in times that are more challenging. It might not be easy. It could require selling assets, land, equipment, animals that you already own. But sometimes that's what it takes to keep a business going. And we're going to dig into some of these numbers, these ratios, in just a moment. All right, joining us here on the Mind Your Farm Business podcast here on Real Agriculture, we have Mo Russell. Mo is the president of Russell Consulting Group. And today we're talking about balance sheets, what a healthy balance sheet looks like, especially in periods when margins are tighter than they have been. Maybe to start, Mo, first of all, how often should a farmer pull out the balance sheet and review it? Is this something that should be done often, or would you recommend just when you need a loan?
We encourage our clients, Kelvin, to complete an accrual balance sheet at a minimum of once a year, and I recommend it at calendar year end or their fiscal year end if it's different than calendar year.
Okay, so what is just to kind of set the stage, what does a balance sheet tell us about a farm and a business operation?
A balance sheet indicates the solvency of the farm, and it lists the assets and liabilities. And then the difference between that total assets and total liabilities equals net worth. And we like to see that ratio 60% or that figure 60% or greater. I encourage farmers to put their land in at about 3/4 of what they think it would sell for. We do that for several reasons. First of all, there will probably be some selling costs if they ever sold the land, and probably capital gains if they've owned it for a period of time. So that's one of the ratios we look at. The other ratio we look very closely at is working capital. Working capital is the difference between current assets and current liabilities. And many lenders use a ratio for that. We do not. We look at the dollar amount of working capital, and we would like to see that 50% or greater of total annual expenses. So the way a producer could figure that is add up all the payments they have to make in the next 12 months, add all projected operating expenses, add their living costs, and their dollar amount of working capital should be 50% of that or greater.
So working capital, that tells us the liquidity of the operation, how quickly we can turn things into cash to pay for short-term liabilities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Working capital is the first shock absorber to get a farmer through financial bumps in the road. And we've been advising our clients over the last 8 years to bulletproof their balance sheet, which during good times build that working capital so that they have a cushion to take them through the down cycles, which we're in a down cycle now and maybe for another couple of years. We like to see overall return on equity 10% or better. Another ratio we look at is return on assets. We like to see that 6% or better. And those are the most important ratios we look at.
Going back to what you said about evaluating land, what do you recommend for determining the value of an asset? There is the cost method and then also the market-based method. What do you recommend for farm operations?
We generally recommend market-based, Kelvin.
Okay.
Because especially if they've owned the land for a number of years, it's probably way undervalued based upon what land values have done recently.
Some of these benchmarks for ratios, how much would they differ between farming operations or types of farms or even geographies, different parts of the continent, those types of things?
We don't think there's that much variation across the United States with these ratios.
And they would mainly be for grain farms or say a livestock operation or dairy farm. What would their how would they be different?
These would mainly be for grain farms. Dairy farms, we look at slightly differently. They probably don't need as much working capital because they have cash coming in every month or every week with a milk check to meet those liabilities. So that that ratio could probably drop to 25% for a dairy farm instead of 50%.
What about for farms that maybe didn't build up their working capital ratio or didn't have the chance to bring it up to where they wanted to? Are there strategies or steps they can take now to ensure that their balance sheet stays healthy when margins are tighter?
They could sell excess equipment that they don't need or refinance real estate and take that money from the refinance and pay down short-term debts. That would improve the working capital. I should just maybe point out what is included in current assets and current liabilities. Current assets include cash in the bank, any accounts receivable the producer has, grain and inventory, prepaid expenses, and any livestock that will be sold in the next 12 months.
So again, it's everything that can be turned into cash quickly.
Right. And then current liabilities include accounts payable, the operating loan due within the coming year, and the current portion of term debt that is due in the next 12 months.
And these ratios that we find on the balance sheets, especially important when talking to lenders?
They put a lot of emphasis on them. Different lenders have different ratios. My suggestion is to producers is sit down with your lender and find out what those ratios are. And if your operation is not meeting their ratios, then develop plans that you can bring them back to their expectations.
What about depreciation and working it into asset valuation? How do you handle depreciation of assets?
We generally depreciate equipment. Well, first of all, we encourage producers to value equipment at market value. And then we suggest they depreciate the equipment 10% and facilities 5%, facilities that they use. For example, if they have a harvester or silo that they don't use anymore, don't depreciate that because by definition, depreciation is the allocation of funds to replace equipment worn out in the production process. So facilities 5% and machinery 10%.
Okay. on a straight line basis kind of thing.
Right.
Do you find, going back to where we started the conversation, that enough farms that, or farms in general, have a good handle on these numbers and where they're positioned on their balance sheet?
Most do, Kellen. It's improved a lot in the past 10 to 20 years. Farmers have taken advantage of the good prices to build equity and develop strong working capital. Not everybody, but we point out that production agriculture is a cyclical business, and in fact, any business is cyclical. Production agriculture is not unique, and over the long run, the price of commodities will level out at or near the cost of production for the highest cost producers. And then those producers don't survive, they exit the business, and the cycle starts over again.
And right now, we of course never know exactly where we are in the cycle, but we're probably towards the lower side right now?
Yes. I think 2015, 16, and 17 will probably be the cycle low, and then we'll see better times after that.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Mo. And if people want more information, your website?
www.russellconsultinggroup.net.
Well, hopefully you now have some ideas of what to look for, or have maybe confirmed what you're already doing next time you take a look at the balance sheet for your farm. One other thing he mentioned in passing, the value of doing your books with an accrual accounting system, something that we covered back in episode 8 of Mind Your Farm Business. Accrual accounting differs from the traditional cash method still used on a fair amount of farms, in that it takes into account the value of inventory and prepaid expenses, so it keeps numbers a bit more current for figuring out a true cost of production. I'd recommend going back and catching up on episode 8. If you missed it, actually all the episodes, there's some solid management advice in this series. If you have any questions or would like to get in touch, on Twitter at Real Agriculture. You can also find our contact info on realagriculture.com. Thanks again to Mo Russell for his time to chat about bootstrapping or bulletproofing your balance sheet. Thanks for listening, for joining us, and stay tuned for the next episode of Mind Your Farm Business.